Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Close Your Eyes on KeelRadio.org. My name is Mark Caldwell. I'm your DJ and licensed spiritual practitioner. I'm just going to tell you now what that song was. Normally I tell you later, but it was just so beautiful hearing it webcast like that. It's from the opera Aida. It's called Possente Possente Phthia. I don't know how you pronounce that last part because there's like one vowel in there. But I saw Aida a couple weeks ago. It was a Christmas present from my dad. And it was that part was so moving. So anyway, like I said, I'm your DJ and spiritual practitioner, licensed recently, and I should let you know today on the playlist we'll be hearing from such wonderful people as DJ Spooky, The Doors, Aida Cuevas, Fragile State, Ray Charles, and Akufen. And also today I'll be talking about our individual ability to change things in life, we would like to, from the viewpoint of my spiritual studies and experience, as well as from my professional experience as a spiritual practitioner. And then at the end of the show, we'll close with the meditation. Meditation is one part, a very important part, one part of a spiritual practice. And to clarify its purpose, what it's all about, I'd like to read a definition of meditation from a book called The Science of Mind. It's by Dr. Ernest Holmes. And this definition is in the glossary of the book. The general acceptance of the term meditation is contemplation or continuous thought. We mean to convey something more. The recognition of the God within. The certainty of our oneness with the whole. The immediate availability of the power and wisdom resulting from this oneness. Such communion with God brings harmony into our lives and affairs, establishes the law of health and prosperity, and makes us a light to all who cross our pathway. So for the remaining 2 hours, we'll be listening to music and we'll be talking about empowerment. We'll be talking about rising above conditions. And specifically today, we'll be talking about expanding our understanding of who we are, who God is, and who God is as us, and who we are as God. So I thank you very much for listening this morning. And so I'd like to, before we go to music, I'd like us to just start with a quick opening prayer. So if you'd like to, you can just sit back, close your eyes. This is an affirmative prayer that in the religious science tradition we call a spiritual mind treatment. It's a very specific process, but that doesn't matter to you. All you get to do is receive it. So I invite you, if you can, close your eyes. If you can sit back, if you are sitting. But if you are doing something, let's say you are reading the newspaper or working on your computer this morning, you can do whatever you want. Just be willing to hear these words. So right here and right now, we just rest back and we know that today is a perfect day. For it is created from the power and consciousness of God. This power is our power. It has been given to us to use. This consciousness is our consciousness. It is the intelligence that we let through. So here and now, we open up to better understanding the truth of our being. We open up to better embody that which we already are, to reveal the truth, to reveal our perfection. And so here and now, we are open and receptive to the perfect words, the perfect feelings that trigger the truth within us to be more fully embodied, to be more fully known. So we are open, receptive, and we are grateful. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. We accept the truth of us, the truth of you. We accept the truth spoken in this spiritual mind treatment. We release these words, we let them be, as together we say, and so it is. So coming up, when we come back, we'll begin the discussion about expanding our understanding. Right now, let's go to music. This is This is, excuse me. Got myself messed up there. This is a group called Fragile State, and they're doing a song called Soraya. Coming up next on Close Your Eyes, killradio.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Again, you're listening to Close Your Eyes on KeelRadio.org. My name is Mark Caldwell, your DJ and spiritual practitioner. We just heard a remake of the New Order song Blue Monday by Flunk. Before that was, again, Soraya by Fragile State. And then I mentioned this already, but in case you didn't catch it, at the start of the show, we started with... it's not an aria, because that's like a single person singing. What are they called? I guess it's a song. I don't want to sound like a silly idiot. Anyway, that was Posente Vosente Fithia. It's like F-T-H-I-A with an accent. Or there's no I. F-T-H-A with an accent. So it's difficult for me to pronounce. But that was from Aida, the opera Aida. Now, if you find you have any questions throughout the show, I can be reached via email at awakeningdaily@yahoo.com. That's awakeningdaily, all one word, at yahoo.com. Also, you can reach me during the show via AOL Instant Messenger, and I use the station's username, which is Kill Radio Station, all one word. So, welcome this morning. We are. I wanted to talk about really just expanding our understanding, or you could say expanding our imagination, or expanding our consciousness. And I'm just going to start by reading something, because this is what really got me on this track. And it says it so perfectly that I'm just going to start with this. So I'm going to read from a book called Living the Science of Mind. It's a companion book to The Science of Mind by Dr. Ernest Holmes. And this part is called Loose the Consciousness. Not lose, but loose the consciousness. It is certain that none of us receive as much benefit from this spirituality as we might. We do not permit our consciousness to range in the field of greater possibilities. A certain time should be taken each day for the enlargement of consciousness. This is done by reminding our imagination that the field with which it deals is limitless, that mind is the creator and the sustainer, that mind is infinite, ever available, and always responsive to us. There should never be any sense of finality in our self-discovery. No matter how much good we experience today, we should expect more tomorrow. Expectancy always speeds progress. Anticipation of better yet to come helps to dissolve the overload of burdens which we now carry with us. We must learn to loose our consciousness. Nothing is too good to be true. The kingdom of harmony is already an ever-present reality. But as far as we are concerned, it waits to be perceived. And only as much good can come to us as we mentally receive. We must increase our receptivity, continuously extend and expand our comprehension. We should declare, he says this now, we should declare 100 times a day. Now listen to this, Parker. This is a great affirmative affirmation. He says we should declare this 100 times a day. And this is on page 339 of Living the Science of Mind. Good and more good is mine. An ever-increasing good is mine. There is no limit to the good which is mine. Everywhere I go, I see this good. I feel it. I experience it. It crowds itself against me, flows through me, expresses itself in me, and multiplies itself all around me now. Now, working with clients as I do as a spiritual practitioner, I've passed this on, or this page on, to everyone, because it's something that I find myself doing all the time. I've committed it to memory. And another thing that I've done is I've said it, instead of saying good, I say God. So let's hear it that way. God and more God is mine. An ever-increasing expression of God is mine. There is no limit to the God which is mine. Everywhere I go, I see God, I feel God, I experience God. God crowds itself against me, flows through me, expresses God's self in me, and multiplies itself all around me now. Now that is quite, quite powerful. Simple words, but based on how the mind works, based upon our conscious mind, our subconscious mind, it is feeding a new story. A story based in truth. story based in the reality of who you are. So it's interesting, we're starting this discussion from this place, because normally I would think I would, in a linear fashion, you know, A, B, C, I would end at that. Like, this is what it's all about. But what's so cool about starting from this place, it's really coming from truth first. No need to try to sway you or try to make you understand or get it. Simply truth first. The truth of your being. We'll start from there. Because part of the problem, I think, or part of the challenge, perhaps, is that we get so caught up in our situation, in our current challenges or problems, that we are not able to see the truth. We're so caught up in that. It's that whole thing about, what's that expression? Can't see the forest because of the trees or something. You know, we're so focused on the one thing. We're so focused on the problem, we can't see all the greatness, all the solutions, all the opportunities that are coming around us to help us with this situation. So today, we are going to expand our realization of who we are. We're going to expand our understanding of who we are and who God is. Because really, when you think about it, if we are to accept that we are created in God's image and likeness, then we are to accept then that there is an aspect of God, or many aspects of God, within us already, naturally infused within us. So all the other stuff that we're giving credit to, all the challenges, all the other things that we give importance to, they may or may not be important. But what really matters is that we, created out of a God consciousness, out of that intelligence, that consciousness, that love was also imparted within us. You know, whenever you make something, you do your best. You make it the best it could possibly be. Whether you are baking a cake, or you're an artist and you're creating something, or you're at work and you're working on a project, you impart your greatness, your talents, your unique abilities and being into that, so that it is, in a sense, has that essence of you. It is molded by your very being. So how can we not then expect and accept that likewise we were imparted within us the very aspect of God. So God's power, God's beauty, God's wisdom, God's love, God's life. All of this is who we are. And chances are all of us are not fully experiencing the possibilities that come from this understanding. This is probably a new understanding for us all, to really embody our oneness with God. So this is the task before us today, is to more fully embody who we are. And when we come back, I'll let you know how to do that. There's not much to do, really. Just acceptance alone is all you really need. You know, accept that God is greater than you realize. So your understanding of God, I'm speaking with you in this, our understanding of God is a limited understanding, that there is more to understand, there is more to realize. And so too, each of us are greater than we realize. So there's more for ourselves to understand about ourselves, more for ourselves to embody and to ultimately express about ourselves. So I thank you very much for listening. Up next, let's go to music. This is a DJ called Goo, also known as Le Guster. And this is a song, it's in French, and I don't know how to pronounce French too well. Le Interlocuteur. Oh, God, that's horrible. Anyway, you are listening to Close Your Eyes, killradio.org.
Les services électroniques, unité numéro 16.
Un tube quaternaire avec un complexe tandium de plus 3.
De quoi veut-il parler?
Je ne sais pas, mais ça équipe cet ensemble. Un interocyteur avec propagation interstellaire, un interocyteur avec altérateur, un astroscope. Liste complète des éléments d'un interocyteur bénéficiant de perfectionnement encore jamais atteint dans le domaine de l'électronique.
Tiens, voilà un truc que ma femme pourrait utiliser à la maison. Un interocyteur robotisé avec sélection électronique.
Mais qu'est-ce que c'est exactement un interocyteur?
Je l'ignore et je ne veux pas le savoir.
Eh bien moi, si. Et je veux savoir comment ça marche.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org. That was, of all people, of all groups, that was The Doors with Albinoni's Adagio in G Minor. I'm sure you've heard that song before, but it was performed by The Doors. And again, we began with, oh God, I have to say it again, a song by DJ Goo. I'm like sounding it out and then trying to have a French accent. Why try? Anyway, we were talking about expanding consciousness. So I wanted to read the definition of consciousness just so we really get it, because I was reading it going, oh, this really explains a lot. This is very powerful. This is from The Science of Mind by Dr. Ernest Holmes. I keep reading from both those books today. Consciousness, mental awareness. Consciousness is both objective and subjective. Objective consciousness is a state of conscious awareness, equipped with will, decision, and discrimination. Its reasoning is both inductive and deductive, therefore it has self-choice. So, objective consciousness is your conscious mind, just the mind that you use day-to-day, the one that you use to think when you make choices, when you discriminate, when you say something is good or bad, right or wrong, black or white, red or yellow. That is your objective consciousness. The subjective consciousness is entirely a reaction to this objective volition. So your subjective consciousness is like your subconscious mind. And it simply reacts to that which the objective mind feeds it. Your conscious mind feeds it. The subjective consciousness is creative but not discriminative. It is, of course, conscious, but it is not self-conscious. It is conscious in the same sense that the soil is conscious of the seed. It knows how to produce a plant, but it is not conscious that it is producing it. It has no reflective, deductive, or discriminating factors. It is compelled by its very nature to accept and to create. So the same is true for your subconscious mind. I've heard another example, or your subjective consciousness, I should say, using the terminology here. Your subjective mind, or your subjective consciousness, look at it this way. I used to get confused on this. It is subject to the objective consciousness. It's subject to the object. So it reacts to what it is, what the object is. If you give it a cube, it will take the cube. So in how it works with our mind, think of it this way. The example I have heard is that your subjective mind is a recorder, and it is constantly recording everything you think, say, do, and really not giving value to it any more or any less, not discriminating in any way whatsoever. Now, in the consciousness factor, when we speak of, let me go back. The subjective consciousness has no reflective, deductive, or discriminating factors. It is compelled by its very nature to accept and to create. When we speak of mind in its self-conscious state, we mean spirit. Whether we think of it in God or man, when we speak of consciousness in a subjective state, we refer to the mental medium, the universal subjectivity, which is also the subjectivity of man. Let me read that again. When we speak of consciousness in a subjective state, we refer to the mental medium, the universal subjectivity, which is also the subjectivity of man. The Bible uses the word soul in referring to this subjective state. The psychoanalyst uses the term the unconscious. The psychologist, subjective or subjective consciousness, all have the same meaning. So it isn't that there's two parts to your consciousness. There's no duality here. There's just two aspects in how it works. So we feed our consciousness consciously. When we are conscious, we feed it from our conscious mind. Our objective mind, which objectifies everything. And then that goes into our subjective consciousness, and goes forth. So here's the number I've heard thrown around, that our subjective mind, or our subconscious mind, is actually doing about 90% of our thinking. And since this is a show about the study of metaphysics, metaphysics is all about creating from belief. But it is done unto you as you believe. And what you believe, you think. What you believe, you say. What you believe, you do. All of this is being recorded by your subconscious mind, your subjective consciousness, and going forth from there. If that doesn't sober you up, I don't know what will, because it sobers me up every time I hear it. It makes me want to think one thought at a time, just like let them through like a gate. So there's this other aspect of the book that I wanted to read, Living the Science of Mind Now, and I just thought it really put it all together. It is Living the Science of Mind, God, Your Personal Self, The Life That Is Within You. I'm reading a lot today because I found a lot of great stuff that I couldn't say it any better. Do I have enough time to read all this? Let me think one moment. First of all, it'd help if I go to the right thing. Technical difficulties, stand by. All right. I don't have enough time to read all this. I'm going to read this in the next part. So, how to expand your understanding of who you are. First, you just assume your greatness because you were created in God's image and likeness. Just make that assumption. I know we're not meant to really assume anything, but we can assume that. Because what we have been doing, well, it appears as an assumption, really, when it's really not. That is just the accepting of the truth of our being. It appears as an assumption because we've come into this world, and however long we've been here, we've acquired all these falsities, all these false beliefs, all these misunderstandings that we now own about ourselves, that we now own about the world and each other. So that's why it appears we are making an assumption of our greatness. And perhaps one's ego starts freaking out about that. Like, wait, I'm not great, or that sounds like egotistical or something like that. Look, let's just be frank. You were created in God's image and likeness. God did not put you here, or me here, or any of us here, to suffer. There is nothing holy in that. God imparted itself. God created us to express the greatness that we are, that we were created to be, and really that God is. So in that regard, when we accept that and align with that, then we can totally renew ourselves. See, we are being renewed in the mind of God each and every moment. God does not hold us to our past like we do. God does not hold us to a certain future like we do. We get to release anything from the past that appears to be holding us back. We get to release that. And we get to reveal the truth of our being. And the truth is that you were created in God's image and likeness. That you were created to be the perfection of God in the right way for you. Now that's an important point. That doesn't mean the perfection of God that you are needs to look like the perfection of God of anyone else. It doesn't mean that any of this needs to look like what any of us have ever done before. So it is unique, perfect, and comfortable to you. So when we come back, I'll go ahead and read that part that I was going to, and I realized I didn't have time for. So coming up, this is DJ Spooky with another forensic charade. You're listening to Close Your Eyes on killradio.org. Thanks for listening.
Tú no crees que yo te quiero, que este amor es tan sincero como pura es la verdad. Pues si yo no te quisiera, a tu lado no estuviera, yo no te voy a engañar. Ya no pienses mal, cariño, yo no te he dado motivo para que tú pienses mal. Cada instante me lastimas con las cosas que imaginas, son tus celos nada más. Tú dices que me conoces y no me conoces, nada, nada. No sabes ni lo que tienes y yo creo que nunca te vas a enterar. Si no estoy, ¿qué dónde estaba? Si no vengo, ¿dónde andaba? Y otra vez a discutir. Por los celos que tú sientes, ves las cosas diferentes, siempre piensas mal de mí. Ya no pienses mal, cariño, yo no te he dado motivo para que tú pienses mal. Cada instante me lastimas con las cosas que imaginas, son tus celos nada más. Tú dices que me conoces y no me conoces, nada, nada. No sabes ni lo que tienes y yo creo que nunca te vas a enterar. Tú dices que me conoces y no me conoces, nada, nada. No sabes ni lo que tienes. No sabes, no, no sabes. Tú dices que me conoces y no me conoces, nada, nada. No sabes ni lo que tienes y yo creo que nunca te vas a enterar. Tú dices que me conoces y no me conoces, nada, nada. No sabes ni lo que tienes. No sabes, no, no sabes.
Welcome back to Close Your Eyes on KeelRadio.org. That was Aida Cuevas with Tú Dices Que Me Conoces. You think you know me, but you don't, I think she goes on to say. And then before that, of course, we heard... I thought that song was going to be more melodic. I've heard it a couple times. I thought, oh, that'll be good on the show. That was way too hard for the show. I'm not shying away from hard stuff on this show, but that song by DJ Spooky was probably a little too jarring for everyone else's taste. So I have to be conscious of that. So I apologize if you got jarred. No offense. I didn't mean to. So we've been talking about our limitless potential, and that you and I have at our disposal a potential that is greater than we may currently understand. Well, let's just accept that. That our potential is greater than we understand. Because it is unlimited. We were created out of a consciousness of God, and that consciousness is infinite. So we are one with the infinite. And we too then are infinite in our own potential and expression. So how we've come into this situation of misunderstanding our potential and really what our truth is it's as if we've made an error balancing our spiritual checking account so that it only appears that we have, say, $100 worth of potential when we really have $1 million worth. So just realize that there is more to all of us. That although we have achieved individually and collectively many great things, that there is more to achieve. That this is great, but this isn't it. So, when I say this, though, however, this unlimited potential that we have, I don't want to sound like I'm discounting any problems or challenges we may be experiencing right now or have experienced. These problems, you probably guessed that I like to call them challenges instead. These problems, they are real, but they aren't based on your reality. That's what I guess the spin is, or the trick is here. All this is real based on everything we are experiencing in our life right now is based on our understanding of our reality. And if our reality now we're really getting is unlimited, then this is just a temporary product of our current understanding. So, like I said before, we have come into this world and we've learned many falsities about who we are and who we are not. And without going into the gory details of all this false stuff we've learned about ourselves, we just get to know this. We just get to know, again, that we were created, you and I, were created from the divine consciousness of God. God could only but impart God's self to you, so that every aspect of your being is naturally and absolutely divine. So every aspect of your being, your physical body, your mind, your spirit, is built upon a foundation of intelligence and love. You are built upon God's intention of perfection. You are equipped physically and spiritually to know life and to know it, experience it, express it abundantly. So in the face of your challenges or those that appear in the world, be willing to remember that the power of God is within you. Again, God imparted God's self within the very fiber, the very atom of your being. Then you can look at the challenge before you as simply based upon a misunderstanding of who you really are. It is an effect based on this misunderstanding, an effect. It is not intelligent. It does not have a consciousness of its own. It is an effect, an appearance, an apparition, a falsity playing itself out. So none of it is really you. So you can release the need to personalize your challenges. There is nothing within you, no part of your past nor future, that dictates you're deserving the challenge before you. So the invitation to us all that God has always given us, the invitation is to look through, look beyond, look over this problem or challenge. Imagine it's a fence and you're looking over it. And there it is before you, the truth of your being, appearing to be blocked by this fence, at least blocking your vision of it, but that doesn't mean that it's still not there. The greatness that you are is still there. It is there within you now. So when we can, in the face of a challenge, remember our truth, instead of basking in the mud of this challenge or problem, that's how we rise above these situations and they ultimately get pushed out of our consciousness. I don't know if you've heard this analogy of how working your consciousness or working in metaphysics or spirituality kind of a process is. Imagine your consciousness as being a barrel of water, and as you think thoughts based in truth, that is clean water you're pouring in. And it is overflowing and pushing out the dirty water that represents those false beliefs. So you get to, day by day, minute by minute, thought by thought, clean your mind. We're not talking about brainwashing here. I'm not in any way implying that. I'm talking about revealing the truth. And you can't see how beautiful something is unless you wash away the grime. So wash it away.